ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2, द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन, चैप्टर 9, आंसर्स बाय साइटिंग द लॉर्ड्स वर्जन, पार्ट 8, पर्पोर्ट टू द 4 नटशेल सीड वर्सेस, एपिसोड 6। एतावद् एव जिज्ञास्यं तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्वाय व्यतिरेकाव्यां यत् स्यात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा। गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य। To unfold the mystery of bhakti yoga, as it is explained in the previous verse, is the ultimate stage of all inquiries, or the highest objective for those who are inquisitive. Everyone is searching after self-realization in different ways, by karma yoga, by jnana yoga, by dhyana yoga, by raja yoga, by bhakti yoga. Because to engage in self-realization is the responsibility of every living entity developed in consciousness. So one who is developed in consciousness certainly makes inquiries into the mystery of the self, the mystery of the cosmic situation, the mystery of the problems of life in all spheres and fields, such as social, political, economic, cultural, religious, moral, etc., and in their different branches as well. But here, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the goal of all such inquiries is explained. Afato Brahma Jigyasa. The philosophy of Vedanta Sutra begins with this inquiry about life, and the Bhagavatam answers such inquiries up to this point, or the mystery of all inquiries. Lord Brahma wanted to be perfectly educated by the personality of Godhead, and here is the answer by the Lord, finished in 4 nutshell verses, from Aham Eva to this verse, Etavad Eva. This is the end of all self-realization processes. Natte vidu swartha kiting hi Vishnu. Durashaya ye bahir artha mananaha andha yathandhair upaniya manas te pisha tantriyam uru dhamni baddha. Men do not know that the ultimate goal of life is Lord Vishnu, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is due to their being bewildered by the glaring reflection in the darkness. And as such, everyone is entering into the darkest region of material existence, driven by their uncontrolled senses. The whole material existence has sprung up because of sense gratification, desires based principally on the sex desire, and the result is that in spite of all advancement of knowledge, the final goal of all the activities of the living entities is simply sense gratification. But here is the real goal of life, and everyone should know it by inquiries put before a bona fide spiritual master, expert in the science of bhakti yoga, or from a living personality of Bhagavatam life. Everyone is engaged in various kinds of scriptural inquiries, but the Srimad Bhagavatam gives answers to all of the various students of self-realization. This ultimate objective of life is not to be searched out without great labor or perseverance. One who is imbued with such sincere inquiries must ask the bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession from Brahmaji, and that is the direction given here in this 4th Chatu Shloki. Because the mystery was disclosed before Brahmaji by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the mystery of all such inquiries regarding self-realization must be put before such a spiritual master who is directly the representative of the Lord acknowledged in that disciplic succession. Such a bona fide spiritual master is able to clear up the whole thing by evidence from the revealed scriptures, both direct and indirect. Although everyone is free to consult the revealed scriptures in this connection, one still requires the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, and that also is the direction in this fourth Chatushloki verse. The bona fide spiritual master is the most confidential representative of the Lord, and so one must receive direction from the spiritual master in the same spirit that Brahmaji received it from the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. The bona fide spiritual master in that bona fide chain of disciplic succession never claims to be the Lord himself, although such a spiritual master is greater than the Lord in the sense that the spiritual master can deliver the Lord by his personally realized experience. The Lord is not to be found simply by education or by a good, fertile brain. But surely Krishna can be found by the sincere student through the transparent medium of the bona fide spiritual master. The revealed scriptures give directions directly to this end, but because the bewildered living entities are blinded by the glaring reflection in the darkness, they are unable to find the truth of the revealed scriptures. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, the whole direction is targeted toward the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. But for want of a bona fide spiritual master in the line of Brahmaji or the direct hearer, Arjuna, there are different distortions of the revealed knowledge by many unauthorized persons who just want to satisfy their own whims. Undoubtedly, Bhagavad Gita is accepted as one of the most brilliant stars in the horizon of the spiritual sky. Yet, the interpretations of this great book of knowledge have so grossly been distorted that every student of Bhagavad Gita is still in the same darkness of glaring material reflections. Such students are hardly enlightened by the Bhagavad Gita. In the Gita, practically the same instruction is imparted as in the four primary verses of this Bhagavatam. But due to wrong and fashionable interpretations by unauthorized persons, one cannot reach the ultimate conclusion. It is clearly said by Krishna in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridyeshe Arjuna tishtati Brahma yan sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Lord is situated in the hearts of all living beings as Paramatma, and so Krishna is controlling all of them in the material world under the agency of Krishna's external energy. Therefore, it is clearly mentioned that the Lord is the supreme controller and that the living entities are controlled by the Lord. In the same 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna directs us as follows. Manmana bhava madbhakto madyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyamte pratijane priyosi me It is clear from this verse of Bhagavad Gita that the direction of the Lord is that one should be God-minded, one should be a devotee of the Lord, one should be a worshipper of the Lord, and one must offer all obeisances unto Lord Krishna. For by doing so, the devotee will undoubtedly go back to Godhead, back to home. Indirectly, it is said that the whole Vedic social construction of human society is so made that everyone acts as a part and parcel of the complete body of the Lord. The intelligent class of men, the Brahmanas, are situated on the face of the Lord. The administrative class of men, the Kshatriyas, are situated on the arms of the Lord. The productive class of men, the Vaishyas, are situated on the belt of the Lord, and the laborer class of men, the Shudras, are situated on the legs of the Lord. Therefore, the complete social construction is the body of the Lord, and all the parts of the body, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, are meant to serve the Lord's whole body conjointly. Otherwise, the parts become unfit to be coordinated with the supreme consciousness of oneness. Universal consciousness is factually achieved by coordinated service of all concerned to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that alone can ensure total perfection. Therefore, even the great scientists, the great philosophers, the great mental speculators, the great politicians, the great industrialists, the great social reformers, etc., cannot give any relief to the restless society of the material world because they do not know the secret of success, as mentioned in this fourth Chatushloki verse of the Bhagavatam, namely, that one must know the mystery of Bhakti Yoga. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated by Krishna, Na mang duskritino mudah parpadyante naradamah mayaya aparita jnana asurang bhavam ashritah. Because the so-called great leaders of human society are ignorant of this great knowledge of Bhakti Yoga and are always engaged in ignoble, reprehensible acts of sense gratification, being bewildered by the external energy of the Lord, they are stubborn rebels against the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they never agree to surrender unto Krishna because they are fools, miscreants, and the lowest type of human being. Such faithless non-believers may be highly educated in the material sense of the term, but factually they are the greatest fools of the world because by the influence of the external material nature, all their so-called acquisition of knowledge has been made null and void. Therefore, all advancement of knowledge in the present context of things is being misused by so-called human beings acting like cats and dogs, fighting with one another for sense gratification. And all their acquisition of knowledge in science, philosophy, fine arts, nationalism, economic development, religion, and other great activities are being spoiled by being used as dresses for dead men. There is no utility in the dresses used for covering a coffin of a dead body, save and except for getting some false applause from the ignorant public. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore says again and again that without attainment of the status of Bhakti Yoga, all the activities of human society are to be considered absolute failures only. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Parabhavastavad Abodha Jato Yavanna Jigyasata Atma Tattvam Yavat Kriyastavad Idam Manovai Karmatmakam Yena Sharira Bandha. As long as one is blind to inquiring after self-realization, all material activities, however great they may be, are all different kinds of defeat, because the aim of human life is not fulfilled by such unwanted and profitless activities. The function of the human body is to attain freedom from material bondage, but as long as one is fully absorbed in material activities, one's mind will be overwhelmed in the whirlpool of matter, and thus one will continue to be encaged in material bodies life after life. Evaṁ manak karma vaśaṁ prayukte avidyayatmani upadiyamane prītir nayavan mayi vasudeve na muchyate deha yogena tavat. It is only one's mind that generates different kinds of bodies simply for suffering different kinds of material pangs. Therefore, as long as the mind is absorbed in fruitive activities, the mind is understood to be absorbed in nescience, and thus one is sure to be subjected to material bondage in different bodies again and again, until one develops a transcendental love for Godhead, Vasudeva, the Supreme Person. To become absorbed in the transcendental name, quality, form, and activities of the Supreme Person, Vasudeva, means to change the temper of the mind from matter to absolute knowledge, which leads one to the path of absolute realization, thus freeing one from the bondage of material contact and engagements in different material bodies. Recorded February 25, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Vande Vigo Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sansara Dava Nalalida Loka Pranaya Karunya Ganaganatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vadvitra Madhyan Manasora Sena Romancha Kampasu Taranga Bhajo. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Vigraharad Hana Nityanana Sringara Tanman Hiramajanadao Yuktasya Bhaktam Shani Yunja Topi. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Swadmana Triptam Hari Bhakta Sanghan Kritvaiva Triptin Bhajatak Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sri Radhika Madhava Yolapala Madhuya Leela Guna Rupa Nana Pratiksha Nasvadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Nikunja Yuno Pratikheri Siddhyay Yayali Diyukhi Apeksha Niya Tatrati Dakshad Ati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sakshad Harik Vena Samasta Shastrai Uktasta Chabab Yata Eva Sadrihi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadan Lagati Kutopi Dayan Stuvang Sasya Yashastri Sanyang Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sangsara Dava Nalalida Loka Pranaya Karunya Ganadunatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam 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 Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarva Avasthang Vitopi Va Yasmarek Pundarika Akshang Sabhaya Abhyantara Suchihi Shre Vishnu Om Adhyana Simrandhasya Yana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitang Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangung Lang Hayate Giri Yat Kripa Samahang Vande Sri Gurung Dinatharanam Yat Kripa Samahang Vande Padama Ananda Madhavam Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Charine Trinadapi Sunichena Sitarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nasyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga Nithai Goranga Goda Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Goda Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Ghosh Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
My spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it, so my spiritual master delivers this materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing and playing musical instruments, my spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the spiritual master is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind, sometimes his hairs stand on end. He feels quivering in his body, and tears flow from his eyes like waves. My spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments. They clean their temple and perform other similar worship of the Lord. My spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. And when my spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasad, then he is satisfied. My spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava, as well as their qualities, names, and forms. My spiritual master aspires to relish all these things at every moment. My spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis, who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. My spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari, Krishna. It is by the mercy of my spiritual master that I received the benediction of Krishna. For without the grace of my spiritual master, I cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I must always remember and praise my spiritual master. At least 3 times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Recorded February 25th, 2023, by Narantara Das in his virtual Bhajan Kutir in Aliso Viejo, California.